This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. As always and forever, we begin by praising Allah, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sending our peace, our blessings, salutations upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of mankind, the master of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by reminding oneself, I myself, and reminding you of our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the importance of taqwa, protecting ourselves with the fear, the love, the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reading from Surah Al-Imran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih, be mindful of Allah, be conscious of Allah azza wa jal, have hope in Him, have love for Him, have fear of Him, haqqa tuqatih, in the measure to the capacity that He deserves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not leave or depart this worldly life in any condition other than submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than Islam to Him. We have an important topic with us today, which is the guiding lights, the guiding way. The way we choose to reach the destination we hope for. In the authentic hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "La yadkhulul janna ahadun bi'amali." It sounds like a pessimistic view. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "None shall enter paradise as a reward or as a recompense for his good deeds." Meaning, none of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can earn Jannah. You won't come to the doorstep of Jannah, you won't come on the Day of Judgment and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, "Give me Jannah, I deserve it. I lived my life, I prayed for you, O Allah, I fasted for you, O Allah, I gave zakah for you, O Allah. I did the Hajj, I was charitable, I was kind, I performed sabr, I did. I deserve." La. La yadkhulul jannah ahadun bi'amali. None shall enter Jannah based on their deeds. Whether abandoning the irreligious or the unrighteous deeds, or in increasement of good deeds. You don't do enough to earn Jannah. So the Sahaba, they asked the natural question. They said, "Wala anta ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And the hadith is with Muslim. "What about you, O Messenger of Allah?" You sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pillar of humanity, the peak of human beings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who none can exceed. You have not entered, you will not earn Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Qala wala ana." Not even I. "Illa أن يتغمدني الله برحمته." I shall only enter into this abode after Allah envelops me, covers me with His mercy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the hope for us? Our aim is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our aim is to stand on that Day of Judgment, to be with those who are Ashab al-Yameen, those who take their book with the right hand, who have hope. And not to be with those who are Ashab al-Shimal, those who take their book with their left hand, who are condemned. We want to be from those who are successful, who are deserving of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you live a life that leads you in hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَقْنُطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And who is it that has faith in his heart? Who has anything in his heart of belief that despairs in the mercy of Allah? إِنَّهُ لَا يَقْنُطُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. None can despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None lose hope in Allah being merciful to them unless in their heart there is ungratefulness to Allah, a lack of faith. So we need to be guided. You ask for it in your salah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Lead us, O Allah, to the straight path. That one road, that one way that leads to Jannah, which is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who beat us there? Who went before us? When you go to visit your brother in the cemetery, your brother, your sister who have passed on before you, you say to them, أَنْتُمُ السَّابِقُونَ. You have reached this destination before us. وَنَحْنُ اللَّاحِقُونَ. And it is inevitable that we will catch up. So you know that those who have gone before you have entered into a place they cannot return. And you will enter into this way where you cannot return. You cannot ask Allah and you will not be able to be given the request you seek. And everyone will ask, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ, our Lord, return us. Some people will say, لَعَلِّي, perhaps, نَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا, maybe we will do better than what we've done. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. For the majority of people, it is just a word that they say. There are other people who are honest. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, الشهداء, those who are true martyrs. Not the generic type, those who are true martyrs, those who have stood up for the truth and have lost their life on the Day of Judgment. Excuse me. They say, we wish to have 1,000 lives, 100 lives, more lives to go back and fulfill it. And they are true because they know of the na'im of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the majority of people who say we want to return to this world are lying. They will not do any better than that which they have done. How then do we find as-sirat al-mustaqim? It's not easy for you and I, especially the young, living in open, free societies, democratic societies, pluralist societies, where choice is up to you. You choose the way you want. There's no compulsion, alhamdulillah. No one forces you to become Christian, Jew, atheist, Muslim. No one has the right to compel you. You live in a place where it is your choice to follow the way and the path and the system that you wish. How do you know and what is the true way that leads you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? What is the mechanism that reaches you there? And you will find it is simply stated, al-ilm wa ahlih, knowledge and its people. Knowledge is one category, ilm, knowing, learning, because there's a lot of learning you could do on your own, but that's limited. More importantly is Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge, the people above you in knowledge. Those who have been given an authority over you, not by any agency or government or religious decree, but simply because they have been placed above you a step in the knowledge that they have been bestowed upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Ahlul Ilm, there are those who are past, and there are those who are present. So we wish to discuss these three things inshallah. So we begin with knowledge. Because many people, they say to me, and I say to you, my young brothers, and the sisters listening in the other room, the difference between you sitting there and me sitting here is very little.